system, the Pisciolinis, Nova Ardonis, and Prisca Parthenopea, are a bonny's feature in the northern sky. Earth, Mars, and Mercury are surgents below the rim of the zenith park, while Arctura, Anatolia, Hesper, and Mesembria weep in their mansions over north, haste, soot, and waste. Up, up, and watch it. Holy snakes, chase me, Charlie. Eva's got barley under her fluences. The Ural Mount is on the move, and he'll quivy her with his Strombolo. Waddleworth, the bag of tow, as broad above as he is below, creeping through the lion grass and bulls rushes, the Orbis Indian, before the Amphang de Moria's class, in Bill Shasser's shot shrift writing academy, camouflaged as a blancmange and maple syrup. Obeisance, so their sitinins, is the felicity of this orp. Her shake to slave, his dick to Dave, and the fat of the land to Gygas. The treadmill pebble dropper, half a head over ground, and she'd only chit-chats in her spanking bee bonnetry, a Lapalosa. Up the slanger, three cheers and a haver-haver for the name Dan McGraw. The giant sun is in his eminence, but which is chief of those white dwarfies of which he ever is surabanded? And do you think I might have being his seventh? He will kitzel me on me elbow. What about his age, says you? What about it, says I? I will confess to his sins and blush me further. I would misdemean to rebuke to the libels of snots from the flesh shambles, the canals. Cynamite is too good for them. Two over thirties in sure shorties. She's Ascapot at Nile Lodge, and she's kitchen carry at the left, Mrs. Hammersham. Will you warn your old Habersand, barking at bagger men, his chokeful chewing his chain? Response, if you please. The said Sully, a baraka associated with tinkers, the Black Hand, shovely vans, writer of anonymous letters and scurrilous ballets in Parsi French, who is McGrath's thug and smells cheaply of power's spirits like a deep-sea dibbler, and he is not fit enough to throw guts down to a bear. Silfling me, when is a maid not a maid, he would go to any pass length for her. So long, Sully man. If they cut his nose on the stitcher, they had their seven good reasons. Here's to the leg lift of my snuff-and-trout stockang tinker chop. Orange fin with a mosaic of dispensations and a fror and black potato from my church milliner. When Lynch brother with workers, friends and company with T.C. King and the warden of Galway is prepared to stretch him sacred by the powers to the starlight, L.B.W. Hemp, hemp, hooray, says the captain in the moonlight. I could put him under my palliasse and slept on him all nights as I would roll myself for holy-poly over his borrowing places. How we will make laugh over him together, me and my Riley in the vicar's bed. Quink, says I. He calls to me Granny Stream Auburn when I am hiding under my hair from him, and I cool him my finicking. He's so joyant a bounder. Plunk, said he. Inasmuch as I am delightful to be able to state with the joy of lifing in my 40 winkers that a handsome sovereign was freely pledged in their pennies in the slut's machine, along with a cherry wicker kishabrack of Mary fruit and a shadow la rose, to both the leg intimate lady performers of display unquestionable, Elizabeth and Marietta Gunning, H2O, by that noblesse of leechers at his Saxon tannery, with motto in Walsh's French Latin, O'Neill saw Queen Molly's pants, and much admired engraving, meaning complete manly parts, during alleged recent act of our chief mergy-margy magistrate, 5 inches above the kneecap, as required by statutes, V.I.C. 5-6. If you won't release me, stop to please me up the leg of me. Now, you see, respect, S.V.P. Your wife, Ammon, Annam, Am, Ann. You wish to take us, Fruimria, by degrees as artist literarumque patrona, but I am afraid, my poor woman of that same name, what with your Sylvains and your Salvines, you are misled. Alas, for living's pleasures. Lordy-daw and Lady-dun, Uncle Foozle and Auntie Jack. Sure, that old humbugger was boycotted and girl-cotted in debt and doom on hill and haven, even by the show The Flag Flotilla, as I'm given now to understand, ill-scribed in all the gratuitouses and conspued in the take-your-hand-aways. Bumpty-tumpty, sot on a wall, mute art for the million. There wasn't an archimandrite of Dane's Island and the townlands, nor a minx from the Isle of Woman, nor a one of the four cantons, nor any on the whole wheel of his economical conciliabulum, nor no gent Injun maid, on Allard the whole scurface of the Yorth, would come next or nigh him, Mr. Eel Whipper, seed and nursery man, or his all-gas bungalower, auxilium meum solo a domino, am sad, for rhyme or ration, from piles or faces after that. All ears did wag, old air awake, as Piers Orell was flapper-gangsted. Recount. I have it here to my fingers' ends. This liggy-piggy wanted to go to the jam-pot, and this leggy-peggy spelt P, and these lucky-puckers played at pooping tool-tom. Mazda, dasma, madas, sadam. Pater patruum, cum filiabus familiarum. Or but now, and arriving out of her Mergery Margery Waters heads, and not to change that subjunct from the traumaturgid for once in a while, and darting back to stuff, if so be you may identify yourself with the hin in you, that fluctuous neck merchantur, blood fadder and milk mother, since then our too many of her, Owen Aliffy, and getting on to daddy again, as them we're ne'er free of, was he in tea ere he went on the beer, or didn't he on time do something seemly heavy in sugar? He sent out Christy Cullum, and he came back with the jailbird's unbespokables in his beak, and then he sent out Le Caron Crow, and the pieces are still looking for him. The seeker from the swede, the bees about is from the parent swarm. Speak to the right, rotacist carcanny. He can ne'er be bothered, but maw ne'er be waked. If there is a future in every past, that is present. Quis est qui non novit Quinnigan, and qui que quat at Quinnigan's quake? Stump. His producers, are they not his consumers? Your examination round his factification for incamination of a warping process. Declaim. Ara irara hirara man. Weren't they arriving in clans' destinies for the abandonment of Adragias Agnidapes, Fogaballers and Panhibernskas, after the crack and the lean years, scalp jaggers and house hunters, like the messicles of the great god, a scarlet trainful, the two-edged petrad, totaling legates and prelates in their aggregate ages, 32 plus undersimmed centuries of them with insiders, extra omnes and tutti-frutti's all cunked, from Rathgar, Rathanger, Roundtown and Rush, from America Avenue and Asia Place and the Afrian Way and Europa Parade, and Bisoga, the Wallies of New Such Wilds, and from Vico, Mespil Rock and Sorrento, for the lure of his wheel and the fear of his oppidumic, to his Salon de Espera in the keel of his crawl, like loads of oars flocking fast to Mount Maxi Magnetic, afeared he was a gunner but afeared to stay away. Marionites, dumps dumdrummers, Lucanicans, Ashtomas, Batteriesby Parks and Crumlin Boyards, Philipsburgs, Cabraists and Finglossies, Ballymunites, Rahiniacs and the Bettlers of Clontarf, for to contemplate in manifest and pay their first-rate duties before the both of him, 12 stone aside, with their thieve le roue and their chivalier thirst and their whisky ad inferos and their usque ad ebrios, at and in the licensed booziness premises of his delightful bazaar and reunited magazine hall by the magazine wall, Hosties and Co. Exports, for his 566th birthday, the grand old McGinnis Moore, Percy and Raleigh, taker of the tributes, their Rensecky Poppercork and Piotr the Great, holding Dunker's Durbar, boot kings and India rubber umpires, and Shawks from Paisley, and Muftis in Muslim, and Sultana Rezanes, and Jordan Amandas, and a row of Jam Sahibs, and a odd Principezza in her petted coat, and the Queen of Knights Clubs, and the Claddock Ringleaders, and the two salams, and the half a ham, and the Hansa's can, with two fat maharashas, and the German Selva Geyser, and he polished up, protemptible, tintinambulating to himself so silf-rich, and there was J.B. Dunlop, the best tyrant of Irish times, and a swanks of French wine stewards and Tudor keepsakes, and the Cesarevich for the current counter Leodegaria St. Ledger, riding lap saddle long legs up the Oaks's staircase on muleback like Amaxodias Isteroprotas, hind quarters to the fore and kicked the lift, and he handy grabbed onto his trolley natural anthem, Horsibus, keep your tail up, and as much as the halla of the vacant throne room, old Loaf's buttery, could safely accommodate of the houses of Orange and Betters, MP, permeated by Druids, DP, Brehens, BP, and Flahulags, FP, and Agia Pomonites, AP, and Anti-Pomolites, PP, and Ulster, Kong, and Munster's Herald, with Asclean signing and Athlone pursuivant, and his imperial catchering, his fane a one, and his gemmy-nosed Saxons in Ephoid and Ordelon, and his diamond-skulled granddaughter, Adamantia Lyubokovskva, all murdering Irish a muck and a mack out of their boom companions in Paunch, Jab, and Dogrel, and Pamel, and Gugarotti, after plenty of his fresh stout and his good balls of malt, not to forget his oils Amona nor his beers O'Reilly, sopped down by his panis anagolorum, at Kennedy's kiln she ned her dough back of her bake for me, buns, socializing and communicanting in the deification of his members for to nobble or salvage their hero bit of him, the poor old Bolus Loose, with his Arthurius clay roses, Doderic O'Gonnock Rack, busted to the world at large, on the table round, with the floodlight switched back, as true as the Vernons have Brian's sword, and a dozen and one by one Tilly Tallows round in Ringcamp, circumassembled by his daughters and the forgiveness of his sons, lying high as he lay in all dimensions, in court dress and Ludmer's chain, with a hogo, fluorescent of his swathings round him, like the chameleon of scents in an Italian warehouse, Erica's clustered on his hair, the spectrum of his prison mocking the candidites of his dantid, bag pudding podded to the death spot, bewept of his children and seraphim, poors and personalities, venturous drones and dominators, ancients and all ancients, with his butt end up, exposited for sale after referee's inspection, bulgy and glorious, bunged to ignorious, healed, cured and embalsamate, pending a rouse eruption of his bogey, most highly astounded as it turned up after his life overlasting, at thus being reduced to nothing. Bappigo, gully and gaff for us all, and all his mortis calisthenic tripping a trepas, nenny a twanting. Mulo mulelo, homo humilo, dancia dedio, dood, o bosa, o busa, o muerta, o mord mamato, maut maro, o smirch, o schmerz, wo hilil, wo halal, thou tuni, thou thonaton, u martyr, u damnor, chit, merg, u lumu, huam quam, malawinga malawunga, ser o ser, si a si, hamovs, he moves, mamor, requiem eternwell, give dawn a lie in dolmeni. Bad luck's per pepper pot loosen his eyes. Sich! But there's leps of flam in Fonnycoon's wick. The keen has passed, long lift the keying. God save you, king, master of the hidden life. God serf you's kingly adipose, Rex. I had 4 in the morning and a couple of the lunch and 3 later on. But your soul's to the jowl, do ye? Fink? Fime? Fud? Impassable tissue of improbable liars. Do you mean to set there where you're now, coddling your supernumerary leg with that bizarre tongue in your talk-shop, and your hindis and shindies like a muck in a market, sorely boy, repeating yourself, and tell me that? I mean to sit here on this out knoll where you are now, surly guy, repeating myself as long as I live in my home spins, like a sleeping top, with all that's buried off sins in since incensed insides of me. If I can't upset this pound of pressed olives, I can sit up zounds of sounds upon him. Oliver, He may be an earth presence. Was that a groan? Or did I hear the dingle bagpipes wasting war and... Watch. Tris, tris, ani, ma, mea. Prisoner of love, bleating heart, low-laid herd, orb in hand, wanted foot, usque, 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 lignum in... Wrath of Gar and Donnerbrook fire, is the stray's world-moving mound, or what static babel is this, tell us? Hooshy, 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 Lincoln in. Hooshy, hooshy, hooshy. The snare drum, layer lug till the ground. The dead giant man alive, they're playing thimbles and bodkins. Clan of the Gale, hop, who's within? Dove, Gaul, and Finn Shark, they are ringed to the rescue. Zin, 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 zin. Cramaboo, Cromwell to victory. We'll gore them and gash them and gun them and gloat on them. Zin, zin. Oh, widows and orphans, it's the yeomen. Red shanks forever, up lanks. The cry of the road here it is, the white hind. Their slots, link, link, the hound hunt horning. Send us in peace, title, title. Christ in our Irish times, Christ on the heir's independence, Christ hold the freedman's chairman, Christ light the dolly expressed. Slog, slagged and slaughter, rape the daughter, choke the pope. Our cloudy father, unsure, non-good, zin, zin. Sold, I am sold, brine a bride, my erster, my sidster, brine a bride, goodbye, brine a bride, I sold. Pipette, dear, us, me, me. Fort, fort, Bayreuth, march. Me, I'm true, is all, Pipette, my precious, zin, zin. Brine a bride, bet my price, brine a bride. My price, my precious, zin. Brine a bride, my price. When you sell, get my price, zin. Pipette, my priceless one. Oh, mother of my tears, believe for me, fold thy son. Zin, 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 zin. Now we're getting it. Tune in and pick up the foreign counties. Hello? Zin, zin. Hello? Tit, tit. Tell your title. A bride. Hello, hello, Bally McCarrot, am I true, is... Miss? True? Tit. What is the time?
Silence.
Act drop. Stand by. Blinders. Curtain up. Juice, please. Foots. Hello. Are you cigar, shank, and wheat? I got you. Gobelins, caron, cans. Parfait. Now, after that... Just a jiff, siesta, just permit me a moment. Challenger's deep is child's play to this, but by our soundings in the Swiss channels, land is due. A truce to demobbed swear words. Clear the line, priority call, Sybil. Better that or this? Sybil head this end? Better that way? Follow the baby spot. Yes, very good now. We are again in the magnetic field. Do you remember, on a particular Luke summer night, following a crying fair day? Moisten your lips for a lightning strike and begin again. Mind the flickers and dimmers. Better? Well, the eyes is times, the ales is Penzance, vehement general, Delhi expulsed. Still calling of some wave from its specific, not more, less continuous. There were fires on every bald hill in Holy Ireland that night. Better so? You may say they were, son of a cove. Were they bonfires, that clear? No other name would at all befit them unless that. Born of fieries, with their blue beards streaming to the heavens. Was it a high white night now? Whitest night mortal ever saw. Was our Lord of the Heights nigh Our Lady of the Valley? He was hoisting himself up and floasting himself around and ghosting himself to marry her murmur like an Andean up a balkan. Lewd's carol! Was there rain by any chance, mist and dew? Plenty, if you went far enough. There fell some fall of little winter snow, holy as ivory, I gather, Jesse. By snacht o'clock, the nicest at all, in hilly and even Zimmelyres. Did it not blow some gales, westness or ostsint, rather strongly to less, all in humours out of turn, just as they rose and sprongen? Out of all jokes it did, pip-pip, ice cold, burna burni purr, ye to garum fantes. Sturkling, number, peace, pacific, do you happen to recollect whether Moona, that high lucky knacked, was shining at all? Sure she was, my midday darling, and not one but a pair of pretty gallagers. Quando? Quanda? Go datey. Late early. Late early, late early, late early. That was latter late, certainly. And was there frost work about, and thick weather and ice, soon callid, soon frozen, cold on warm but moistly dry, and a boat-shaped blanket of bruma air size, and hailstones, and flambeaus, and voder shouts, and everything to please everybody? Hail, many fell of greats, hoary moary smother of fog, there was, so plays your artides, absolutely boiled, obsoletely cowled, jewelry and lowly at their parkiest. The amenities of the amenities with all their amenities, and the firmness of the formless of the famous of the fumous of the first fog in Maiden Vale, catch, catch, and cochan. From Miss Sommer's nice dream back to Mad Winthrop's delugium stramens, one expects that kind of rhymy feeling in the sire season. One certainly does. Desire for hire would tire a shire, phone, funkle, or wire, and mares. Of whitecaps any? Foam flakes flock fuyant from Fox Rock to Finglass. A lambskip for the marines, paronama, the entire horizon cloth, all effects in their joints caused ways, rain drum, wind machine, snowbox, but thunder sheet? No here, under the blankets. This common or garden is now, in stiller reality, the starry sphere of an oleatorium for broken pottery and ancient vegetables. Simply awful the dirt, an ever-nasty ashtray. I see. Now, do you know the well-known Kickin' Midden, where the ill-assorted first couple first met with each other? The place where Alderman Fanagan, the time when Junker men Funagin? Deed then I do, W.K. In Fingal, too, they met at little peace, aneath the bidet tree, yellow house of Snugsborough, Westreeve Astagob and Slut's End, with stockings of winnings, folly, merryfalls, all of a two, skidoo and skep humble. Goddamnedy, you're a delvil of a talker. Is it a place fairly exposed to the four last winds? Well, I faithfully, sincerely believe so, indeed, if all what I hope to charity is half true. This stow on the walls, is it woeful Dane Bottom? It is woeful indeed, whatever about anything or all else under the green block sun of gone grain Erin. A tricolour ribbon that spells a caution, the old flag, the coal flag, the flagstone by tombs deep and heavy to the unavailing memory of peace or the grave. And what seegeth wood and warning thereof? Tricks pissers will be persecluted. There used to be a tree stuck up, an overlisting esh tree. There used, sure enough, beside the Annar, at the ford of Svevnamond, Oakley Ashes Elm, with a snowdrift from one birchen bough, and the grandest, crownedest, consecrated maypole in all the rain-laden history of wilds. Brown's Thesaurus Plantarum from Nolan's, the Prittlewell Press, has nothing alike it, for we are fed of its forest, clad in its wood, burked by its bark, and our lecture is its leave. The cran, the king of all crans, squire maid and dames man of Plantagenets, high and holy. Now, no hiding your wren under a bushel. What was it doing there, for instance? Standing for an instance. in Sumerian sunshine and in Cimmerian shudders. You saw it visibly from your hiding place. No, from my invisibly lying place. And you then took down in stereo what took place being Tunk committed. I then took my taken place lying down, I think I told you. Solve it. Remounting a little towards the Oregon of spaces, just how grand in cardinal rounders is this preeminent giant, Sir Arbor? Your bard's high view, Avis on Valley. I would like to hear you burble to us in strict conclave, purpurando, and without too much Italiote interference, what you know in petto about our sovereign being's talk, Tonans Tamazius. O dite! Corcorandi udi udite, your ominence, your imminence, and delicted fraternities. There's Tuador Queen's maids, and Idaho shop girls, and they woody babies growing upon her, and bird flamingans, Sweeney swinging fuglewards on the tipmast, and Urania Eppers playing hop to siel bump to tear, and Tyburn Fenian snoring in his quicken bowl, and crossbones strewing its holy floor, and culprins of Erasmus Smith's burstle boys, with their underhand lead pencils climbing to her crotch for the origin of spices, and Charlotte darlings with silk blue askmes chattering in dissent to them, Gibbonses and Gobbinses, guelfing and gibbering, proffering prejews to their Anatolies and blighting fine blasts on their catastripes, and the kill-maimed-them pensioners chucking overthrown milestones up to her to fall her cranberries and her pomsonettes for their unnatural refection, and hand-painted hoydens plucking husbands of him, and cock-robins much more hatching most out of his misado egg-drazzles for him, the sun and moon pegging honeysuckle and white heather down, and tim-tits tapping resin there, and tomahawks watching tar elsewhere, creatures of the wold approaching him, hollow mid-ivy, for to claw and rob, hermits of the desert barking their infernal shins over her triliteral roots, and his acorns and pine-corns shooting wide all sides out of him, plentitude outsends of plenty to thousands after the truants of the utmost fear, and her downslider in that snaked to nasty wimmering woman salibe, such a fascinating satinous dress out of that exquisitive creation, and her leaves, my darling dearest, sins in sinning since the night of time, and each and all of their branches meeting and shaking twisty hands all over again in their new world, through the germination of its gemination from on's outset till odd's end, and encircle him circularly. Evove! Is it so exalted, eximious, extraordinary, and excelsiorizing? Amongst men like trees walking or trees like angels weeping, no birdie avier soar any wing to eagle it, but rocked of agues clipped for aye. Telleth that eke the truth? Musha, musha of a mixness. A shrub of libertine, indeed. But that stain of law in dead what styles its naming? Tod, tod, too hard parted. I've got that now, Dr. Merrimanessy. Finite men's mid-infinite true. The form masculine, the gender feminine. I see. Now, are you derivative of it yourself in any way? The true tree, I mean. Let's hear what science has to say. Pundit the next best king. Splank. Apfelbaum. It reminds of the weeping of the daughters, and remounts to the sense of rest. The Witold, the Frausch, and the Nibble. How this loose affair brimsts of phosphorus. And was this tree-man angel on his sword bow-mend because knockout the nick-neighbor knacked him in the neck shaft? Well, he was ever himself for the presentation of crudities to animals, for he had put his own nickel name on every toad, duck, and herring before the climber clomb aloft, doing the mid-hill of the park, flattering his bitter hoofed with her conundrums. He would let us have the three barrels. Such was a bit too thicker for the master of the house. So as he called down on the grand precursor who called him a crawler of the dupest dye, and thundered at him to flatch down off that erection and be aslimed of himself for the balance of his life. Oh, Finlay's cold port. Ah, days begun. Were you there, eh, Herr? Were you there when they lagged them through the comb? Whoa, whoa, who? Sometimes it grows on me to ramble. Whoa, whoa. So that was how he became the first of our tree fellows. Yes, and in the absence of any sobery quiet, the fainest of our true phalluses, Baps Baps Bombslinger. How near do you feel to this Capo Capo promontory, sir? There do be days of dry coldness between us, when he does be like a lodging house, far, far astray. And there do be nights of wet wind whistling, when he does be making me onions whoop all kinds of ways. Now you are Mare of the Murk, Lansdowne Road. She's throwed her pippins thereabouts, and they've cropped up tooth on edge, with hate to leaven this so-cried isle. Now, Thornyborn, follow the spotlight, please, concerning a boy. Are you acquainted with a pagany, vicariously known as Toucher Tom, who is, I suggest, Finoglam as his habitat? Consider yourself on the stand now, and watch your words, take my advice. Let your motto be, Inter Nubila Numbum. Never you mind about my mother or her hoppet out. I consider if I did, I would feel frightfully ashamed of admired vice. He is a man of around 50, struck on Anna Lynch's pecco with milk and whiskey, who does misswidges and has more dirt on him than an old dog has fleas, kicking stones and knocking snow off walls. Have you ever heard of this old boy Tom, or Tim of the Fishy Stair, who belongs to Kimmage, a crofting district, and is not all there, and is all the more himself since he is not so, being most of the time down at the Green Man, where he steals, pawns, belches, and is accursed, drinking gaily 2 hours after closing time, with the coat on him skin side out against rapparitions, with his socks outsewed his spring sides, clapping his hands in a feeble sort of way, and systematically mixing with the public going for groceries, slapping greats and little gets soundly with his catgut belts, flapping bare sides, and waltzy wembling about in his accoutrements, always in front of the tubernacles, like a long-armed loo, when he would be finished with his tea? Is it that fellow, as mad as the brambles he is, touch him, with the lawyers sticking to his trouser shins, and the swat me knotting on the basque of his beret? He has kissed me more than once, I am sorry to say, and if I did commit glad rolleries, may the loon forgive it. Oh, wait till I tell you. We are not going yet. And look here. Here's, my dear, what he done. As snooks, as I am saying so. Get out, you dirt. A strangely striking part of speech for the hottest worked word of a oor sprog. You're not, on hindered and odd times, mere thumb show, lately. How do I know? Such my billet. Buy a barrack pass. Ask the Hornies, tell the robbers. You are alluding to the picking pockets in Lower O'Connell Street. I am alluding to the peeking packet, but I am alluding from Lower O'Connell Street. Now, just wash and brush up your memorias a little bit. So I find, referring to the patter of the present man, an airly demented brick thrower, I am wondering to myself in my mind, qua our Ark of the Covenant, was Toucher a Methodist, whose name, as others say, is not really Tom? Was this salt son of a century from Boaterstown, Shivering William, the sealiest old forker ever hawked Crannock, who is always with him at the Big Elm and the Arch, after his teeth were shaken out of their sockets by the Rang Dog, for having 5.73 of non-Aryan blood in him abaft the seam level, the scatterling, wearing his cow beamer and false clothes, of a brewer's grains pattern with back buckins with his motto on, you'll remember, ostensibly for that occasion only of the 12th day Pax and Quantum wedding, I'm wondering. I bet you are. Well, He was wondering, you bet, whatever was his matter in his mind, too, give him his due. For I am sorry to have to tell you, Hollo and Evie, they were coming down from off him. How curious an epiphany. Hodie casus esovra condon. It looked very like it. Neither nos nisses, and neither garments. Man is minded of the matter, what? Woolly, Walty? Aye, another good button gone wrong. Blond man's blaff, like a skib leak lintel the harbour, lidened with Pamela's piggities, pollywallies, Christuants, quaint aquilties, quickamaries. Concaving now convexly to the semi-demi hemispheres, and from the female angle, music ministering, were the subligate sisters, P and Q, Clopatrix, Cheriapest, Mutatis Mutandis, in pretty much the same pickle, the peach of all Pydum, the quest of all Quicks. Pequeen ourselves, the prettiest pickles of unmatchable mutantes I ever bo-peeped at, see, saw, shall she, since the town go went gunning on pranksome quain. Silks a peel and sulks a lusty, boy in giddle gape and bore. I hear these two goddesses are liable to sue him. Well, I hope the two Collinses don't leg a bail to shoot him. Both were white in black arpists at clover spilling nicht. Gelsbachai languished, listed, etudis for the right hand. Were they now? And were they watching you as watcher as well? Where do you get that wash? This representation does not accord with my experience. They were watching the watched watching. Wretches all. Good. Hold that watching brief, and keep this witching longer. Now, retouching friend Tomsky, the enemy, did you gather much from what he let drop? We are sitting here for that. I was Russian mad, no lie, about his shapeless hat. I suspect you must have been. You are making your thunderous mistake, but I was dung sorry for him, too. Oh, Schaum, not really. Were you sorry you were mad with him, then? When I tell you, I was Rusia Marodni mad with myself altogether, so I was, for being sorry for him. So? Absolutely. Would you blame him at all stages? I believe in many an old stager, but what seemed sooth to a Greek summed nooth to a giantess. Who kills the cat in Cairo, cooks his cocks in Gaul. I put it to you that this was solely in his sunflower state, and that his heliodraping hit was why maids all sighed for him, ventured and vied for him. Hmm? After Putaweo, Kansas, Liburnum, and New Amsterdam's, it wouldn't surprise me in the very least. That tear and this mole, your tear and our smile. 'Tis life that lies if woman's eyes have been our old undoing, lid after lid. Reform in mine size his deformation. Tiff puff up my nostril, would you puff the earthworm out of my ear? He could plod boost his eyes to the birth of his girths. He could lump all his lot through the half of her play, but he just couldn't laugh through the whole of her farce, because he weren't billed that way. So he out and outs his volume tangere, and has a lightning consultation, and he down a downs his pantalugians, and made a piece of first per personal poetry that stay remains to be cleaned. Booms of bombs and heavy wreath udders, this aim to you. The tale, so mastrodantic as you tell it, nearly takes your own mum mouth's breath away. Your troppers are so unrelieved because his troopers were in difficulties. Still, let stultitiam done in veno condone ineptias made of veritus. How many were married on that top of all strapping mornings after the midnight turkey drive, my good watcher? Perhaps that'd be telling, with a ho for him and a hey for her. But as regards to Tammy Thornycraft, I define the lawn mare and the laney moweress and all the prentices of Wiles to massage him. Now, from Gunnar Shotland to Guinness Scenography, come to the ballet at the Taylor's Hall, We mean to be merry on the mailer's mall, and leap, rink, and make folly till the gaolers gall. Awake! Come, awake! Every old skin in the leather world, in fact, the whole stock company of the old house of the leaking barrel, was Thomistically drunk. Two by two, lurking at Tootler's with tombers of beggars, the blogs and turfs and the brandywine bank rompers, true Norman fashion, I have been told, down to the bank lean clerks. Some nasty blunt clubs were being operated after the tradition of a Wellesleyan bottle riot act, and a few plates were being shied about, and tumblers bearing traces of fresh porter rolling around, independent of that, for the Aaron of Finn's insult. And then followed that whopping breakfast at the Heaven and Covenant, with Rodeo echoing how his bread cost on the voters would be a comeback for Erewhon, like the depredations of Scandal Knivery, in and on used to wobble sloops off close, eh? Would that be a tall tale, too? This was the grandsire Arthur. This was his in-white horse, Sip. Well, naturally he was. Lout is also gendery men, being Kersfestite. They came from all lands beyond the wave for songs of Inishfield. Whiskwe and Mortem, no Pusey Porcius either, invite him cappiness all round. But the right reverend priest, Mr. Hobson Bond, and the reverend bride left, Frizzy Frau, were sober enough. I think they were sober. I think your widdershins there about the right reverend. McGraw for the North Wigan Cup team was wedding beast man, papers before us carry. You saw him hurriedly, or did you, if that seems not irrelevant, with Slater's hammer perhaps, or he was in search? I hurriedly did, on the stroke of the dozen. End of side 15. To continue, turn the cassette over.